The National Broadcasting Company tonight presents its regular programs to listeners with the invitation to stay tuned to NBC for the latest news. For if any major developments occur in the war beyond those already reported by us today, any and all programs will be interrupted quickly and the news brought to you with accuracy. There have been no major developments since our last report. Keep tuned to this station, and NBC will keep you informed.
Ladies and gentlemen, later in this program tonight, we will announce the winners of the Eddie Cantor Essay Contest, so be ready for it. And now, Bristol Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the Smile of Health, and Truchet, the Beforehand Lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the life of every man, there's a woman who wants a fur coat. Tonight, the man is Harry Von Zell, and we find him talking the situation over with his bosom pal and generous employer, Eddie Cantor. Poor Harry Von Zell.
For heaven's sake, why can't you lend me the money?
How much money, Harry?
Well, they want $612 for the fur coat, and I was a little short.
How much did you have?
$12.
All right, Harry, then if you needed money, you should have tried to borrow it from a bank. Tell them you worked for me.
I did.
What did they say?
They wanted to know where I got the $12.
Look, Harry, $12 is plenty. The first fur coat I bought, Ida, only cost
$10. $10?
Of course, I bought it at a fire sale.
Look, Eddie, even at a fire sale, how could you get a fur coat for $10?
When I bought the coat, the sleeves were still burning. So you see, why don't you go to a fire sale, Harry?
Well, my wife wants a fur coat, not a smoking jacket.
Harry, look, I'd let you have the money, but I'll tell you something. The easiest way to lose a friend is to loan him money.
Oh, you'd rather lose him the hard way.
Harry.
What?
Let me prove my point about loaning money ruins friendship.
Well,
10 years ago, because of the loan of $100, I lost my best friend.
Hmm?
Even to this day, he goes around saying terrible things about me.
Well, that must be very aggravating.
Aggravating? Someday, Harry, he's going to make me so mad I'll pay him back that $100.
No.
And anyway, Harry, I don't understand why you can't pay for the coat yourself.
What?
Look, out of the $35 I pay you each week, how much do you save, Harry?
$29.
Well, there you are. You go through $6 every week like this, huh? Harry, you're just too extravagant, that's all.
Eddie, how can you say a thing like that? Listen, every Wednesday I walk 5 miles to work to save 10 cents by not taking the bus.
That's just what I mean. Why don't you not take a taxi and save $2? Use your head, Harry. Will you use your head?
Hello, Mr. Cantor.
Oh, Leonard Seuss. Hello, Leonard. Hey, Leonard, I was just talking to Harry about thrift. There are so many ways a young fella can save money. For instance, who presses your pants?
Why, the tailor.
Well, right there, you can save money. All you have to do is to get a pants hanger and hang them up by the cuffs.
Well, I did that, Mr. Cantor.
And did the wrinkles come out?
No, the blood rushed to my head.
Then you gotta take the pants off first, you fool. Someday you'll hang yourself.
Working for you, I've thought of that many times.
Leonard, behave yourself or you'll be playing second plunger in Spike Jones's band. Look, Harry.
Yeah.
Why don't you take your $12 and go to a secondhand store? Maybe you can get an old muskrat or skunk at a reasonable price.
Well, now that's ridiculous. These days, where would you expect to find a cheap skunk?
How do you do? Will you stop clowning Russian? Is there any way you can help Harry get a... Is there any way you can help Harry get a fur coat for his wife?
Most of course. See, tomorrow I am leaving on a hunting expedition. And Buzzle, if you have faith in me and leave everything in my hands...
Yeah?
Kill you, boy.
Well, Russian, that I can believe.
Look, listen, Russian, can you get me a fur coat? Are you a good hunter?
Me? The most best. Right now, I have the head of a live moose hanging in my living room.
A live moose head in your living room? That's the end.
No, that's in the dining room.
Russell, can you name one experience you've ever had hunting big game?
Kemper, this you won't believe because it's a lie. Only last year, I am in the Australian jungle crawling on my hands and knees. Beside me is my trusty rifle.
Loaded?
Why do you think I was crawling on my hands and knees?
Well, it's Russian gold. Continue with your hunting expedition.
Thank you much so much. There I am in the jungle. Ahead of me, I am hearing the roar of a lion.
Ahead of you, the roar of a lion.
Fearlessly, I am making my way through the brush.
Yes.
In front of me, I keep seeing tracks.
A lion's?
No, mine. I'm backing up.
Oh, Russian.
Suddenly, mind you, suddenly,
yes?
I'm hearing a noise in back of me. I am turning around, and there facing me was a ferocious tiger. I am standing right there.
You show the tiger you weren't afraid.
That I must answer in the affirmative. No. Immediately, mind you, immediately, I am running for home. And on my way back, I am seeing a mother kangaroo. I am aiming. A shot rings out. I fall to the ground.
You fall to the ground?
Yes, the baby kangaroo is a sniper.
Russian, tell me something.
Yes?
You mean you were there in the jungle wounded?
That is correct. I might still be there, but for a friendly native girl who ran 20 miles to a village, a nearby village,
yes,
where she got help from the natives.
How did the natives help?
They made me stop chasing her.
Oh, get out of here.
For the last time, will you lend me the money to get my wife that fur coat?
No, Harry. Your financial condition is your own responsibility. Why, when you first started working for me, you vowed to save your money. You said you'd hold on to every nickel, every dime, and every dollar.
But, Eddie, I did hold on.
You did?
Yeah, but you wouldn't let go.
Harry, one of these days, I'm going to let you go.
You do, and you'll hear from millions of people.
What'll I hear?
You'll hear them say, whatever happened to that fellow who used to say, ladies and gentlemen, when you wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative, drink a glass of sparkling sal hepatica. For sal hepatica taken then brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. And besides this quick, gentle relief, sal hepatica helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. That's why it's mighty wise to get a bottle of sal hepatica and keep it handy, remembering this caution used only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy sal hepatica.
Here she is, lovely Nora Martin.
Hey, Nora. Nora, what about what I asked you before?
Well, I've got $5 in my stocking you can have if you'll promise not to look.
I got $12 you can have if you let me look.
Harry, how about your wife and the fur coat?
What wife? What fur coat?
I know. While Nora takes over, we'll go down to the bank, Harry, and see if you can borrow some money. Ladies and gentlemen, Nora Martin singing, "He's Home for a Little While."
With him close to me, where he's supposed to be. He's home for a little while. I lived for the kiss. I hit the time when he looks in my eyes, and my knees grow weak with bliss. He's for a change. He's kind of different from the boy I used to know. And when he holds my hand, I understand I'm here, but forevermore, he's mine alone. We'll have to part, but he's close to my heart.
Well, Eddie, we've
tried every bank in town, and I still can't get the money for my wife's fur coat.
Well, Harry, we'll find some other way. In the meantime, turn on the radio. Let's hear the news.
Yeah.
Will John come back to Helen? Or will he turn to Annabelle? And if he does, will Steve find out? And if Steve finds out, what about Marjorie? Listen in next week, different time, different station, different network. We don't want to get mixed up in that mess. The Friendly Finance Furrier is on the air. Come to the Friendly Furrier Man. Buy her a coat on the finance plan. We have tables, ermines, minks, but we don't have skunk because it's out of season. If you need a fur coat and haven't the money to pay cash, come to the Friendly Finance Furrier. We will treat your case in strictest confidence. Come down today. Don't put it off any longer.
Oh, Harry! Harry Von Zell, here's your chance to get your wife a fur coat.
By golly, I'll do it. We'll go down there right away.
Good. We'll be waiting for you.
Welcome to the Friendly Finance Furrier.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to buy a fur coat for my wife.
Yes, sir. But first we'll make out this confidential report. Name, please.
Harry Von Zell.
Harry Von Zell?
Yes.
Harry Von Zell, the radio announcer?
Yeah, but...
Hey, Marco! Who do you think can't afford to buy his wife a coat? Harry Von Zell!
Hey, honey, Harry Von Zell can't afford to pay cash for his wife's coat. He's in the store now.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This place is supposed to be confidential. Who is your co-signer?
Harry, don't give my name.
Don't be alarmed. I'll keep it a secret. Just whisper it to me.
Yeah, it'll be more of a secret if I yell it to you and you whisper it to everybody else.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Montell, while you do your shopping, I'll stay with your co-signer and fill out this form.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Now, mister, I don't like to embarrass you with personal questions, but it's a company rule.
Yeah.
You see, there are some things beyond my control.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, have you any children?
Five. Five girls.
All girls?
Yeah, there are some things beyond my control.
I see. Now, just one more question before I can okay this loan. Are you allergic to alcohol?
No, no.
Good. Then we can rub some on your arm before the blood test.
Blood test?
We only want to sniff for our bloodhounds.
Bloodhounds?
Well, you couldn't expect them to pick up the scent from your radio program. Oh, could you? Set our firing squad. Montague Flux is 30 seconds behind on his payment. Friendly Finance Furrier.
He is 30 seconds overdue, is worse than 30 seconds over Tokyo.
Hey, Eddie.
Yes.
Hey, look, I got the coat. Isn't it abused?
Why, it's the same coat that Montague Flux couldn't keep up the payments on.
Huh?
Montague bought it for his wife. Correction, his widow. Harry, let's get out of here.
Well, Harry?
Yeah?
I hid the fur coat you got for your wife's big birthday surprise in my house. And I put it where Ida can't find it and let the cat out of the bag.
Well, Eddie, I want to be sure Mildred doesn't find out about it.
Oh, don't worry, Harry. I put it in the room we won't be using anymore. I'm nursing it, see?
Harry, when it comes to flying, our stork's about ready to tell the Luftwaffe to move over.
Oh, my God.
So stop worrying, Harry. There isn't a chance of your wife, Mildred, hearing about the coat because Ida will never find it.
Good.
Well, where did you find it, Ida?
In the nursery, Mildred. I can't understand Eddie buying a fur coat that doesn't even fit me.
Maybe he didn't buy it for you.
You mean... Why, that low contemptible. Just wait till I get my hands on him.
Hello, Ida.
Don't you hello me.
But Ida, darling, what's wrong? Why are you angry? What's happened? What have I done to you?
Don't you, Ida, darling, what's wrong? Why are you angry? What's happened? What have I done to you, me?
Ida, will you please explain?
Explain? Huh. You'd better explain that fur coat.
Oh, the fur coat. Certainly I can explain. You see, I... Oh, hello, Mrs. Von Zell.
How do you do?
Well, explain that fur coat, Eddie.
I can't, Ida.
Then it's true.
What?
You bought a fur coat for someone else. I wash your clothes, scrub the floors, and cook your meals. But no, you don't buy me a fur coat.
Well, Ida, if washing clothes, scrubbing floors, and working over a hot stove doesn't keep you warm, a fur coat won't help. You deserve to freeze. And besides, you're making a fool of me in front of Mrs. Von Zell. Mrs. Von Zell, the first year we were married, I bought Ida a beautiful fur coat. Made a fox.
Silver fox or red fox?
Fox terrier.
No, Ida, that's not true.
Well, what was it? Silver fox or fox terrier?
Silver fox. It was an old fox terrier and his hair had turned to silver.
Eddie Cantor, you ought to be ashamed. Fox terrier.
Well, we lived on the Lower East Side and we needed a fur coat that could catch mice. And you keep out of this, Mildred.
Now, listen, Eddie, for the last time, will you kindly tell me who that fur coat is for?
Ida, I promised I wouldn't tell. You've just got to trust me. That's all. Harry Von Zell, am I glad to see you.
Well, what's the matter, Eddie?
Ida wants me to explain the fur coat.
Oh, explain the fur coat. Well, you see, Ida,
And how is my husband mixed up in this, Harry Von Zell?
Well, darling,
Never mind, Harry. Explain the fur coat to Ida.
The fur coat? Yes. What fur coat is this?
What fur coat? Harry, tell her who the fur coat is for.
I can't, Eddie. You know I can't.
Look, Harry, will you please tell Ida I didn't buy the fur coat for some young girl?
Oh, no, no. It was for an old... the girl it was bought for is married.
Married? I told you, Ida.
Well, that's the last straw.
Eddie Cantor,
go to your married woman.
No, oh, no, but Ida, she's not his married woman. She's mine.
Hey,
no! You see, we're partners. We're in on it together.
In on it together.
That's just on the fur coat.
Now, Harry, for the last time, what is this woman's name?
Don't tell her, Harry. It'll spoil all the fun.
Yeah, fun. You see, sweetheart...
Don't call me sweetheart. We're through. And if you thought enough of this woman to buy her a fur coat, why didn't you marry her?
I did.
Harry! Well, in as much as you love this woman enough to buy her a fur coat, and you're married to her, you should be living with her.
Oh, he is. Don't help me. Don't help me.
Harry! Harry Von Zell, when I get through, you'll never see this woman you're talking about again.
Never see her again? What will become of the baby?
The baby!
Don't help me! Don't help me!
Harry, you're a fool packing your bag like this and leaving your wife. Why didn't you tell her it's her coat and you got it for her birthday?
Nothing doing. If she doesn't trust me, it's no use. There's another woman I can put my arms around.
Harry.
Yeah, and whose caresses I can have. And that's why I'm packing this grip.
Where are you going, Harry?
Home to Mother. My wife will pay for this.
Don't cry.
She'll miss me. Every time she sits at her dressing table, she'll think of me when she sees that bottle of Touché.
Yes, Harry.
The night after night, she'll read the letters that'll remind me of her.
Love letters?
No. The letters T-R-U-S-H-A-Y. She'll know they spell Touché, the new idea, and hand lotions.
Yeah.
And if she came to me crying, begging me to take her back, her hands outstretched, pleading,
You'd what?
I'd smooth a little creamy, fragrant Touché on them. Touché really helps keep hands soft and smooth and lovely.
Yeah, but
know?
Harry, you wouldn't leave your own wife, not without a few words.
Well, no, I wouldn't, Eddie. I'd say, remember, Touché is the beforehand lotion. Use it before you go to work, before you do dishes or undies. That's what I'd say.
But, Harry, picture it. There she is, your lovely wife, crying her poor eyes out. Pools of tears all over the place. Wouldn't that make you want to stay?
Only long enough to tell her that Touché is so effective it will help guard her hands even in pools of hot, soapy water.
Yeah, but now she's down on her knees pleading with you. Oh, Harry, what would you do if she did that?
I'd tell her Touché is also good for chapped knees.
Harry.
And for chapped legs, too. And wonderful as a powder base.
Harry, you don't want a wife. You want a bottle of Touché. And I hope the two of you will be very happy.
Well,
that's all.
Thank you, but my grips are packed now. And I just want to say goodbye to my baby, Eddie Cantor Von Zell, Jr. And then I'll be out of this house forever.
Well, Harry, if you don't want to tell your wife the truth, it's none of my business. I'm going home to get dressed. I'm going to Ciro's tonight. They have a very funny show there.
Wait a minute. Why are you crying?
Because it's my program, and I'm not going to let some big fat announcer do all the acting.
Oh, that's all.
Oh, he wants to act, too. Listen.
Well, son, this is it. Farewell, my offspring. I'm springing off to my mother's house. Say goodbye to your father, son.
No, no, no.
Harry, I wonder what he's trying to say when he says goo, goo.
I know why I'm always crying, but I wonder why Daddy's crying. Maybe he's... Oh, no. That's silly. I guess he's crying because he's leaving Mummy. He packed his new toothbrush and his old-fashioned razor. Guess he wants to clean his teeth before he cuts his throat. Gee, if my folks separate, I'll be in an awful fix. I'll have to spend half my time where Mummy lives and half where Daddy lives. 6 months in a beauty parlor and 6 months in a dog house. My mommy called my dad a cur because he bought a coat of fur. And if the coat is not for her, oh, I'm beginning to see the light.
So long, Eddie, old pal.
Harry, I think leaving your wife is a mistake. Why don't you think it over and let her...
Mildred.
Oh, Harry. Harry, you great, big, beautiful tub of butter. Will you ever forgive me for taking this fur coat with another woman? I didn't know it was a birthday present for me.
How did you find out?
This birthday card of yours, I found it in the pocket. Oh, forgive me, Harry.
No. No, you didn't trust me, and you shall ne'er see me again. Ne'er.
Wait, Harry Bonsell, you've got to wait. You can't leave her now. There's going to be an addition to your family.
Well, she...
Huh? What? That's right,
no.
That's right. Soon there will be four of you. Another mouth to feed.
Oh, God. I wonder what it'll be this time, a little girl or a little boy.
A big man, Harry. The friendly finance story will be living with you till that coat is paid for. We will announce the winners of our essay contest immediately following Good, 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 sung by Nora Martin and myself.
Good, 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 that's you, that's you. Nice, 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 that's you, that's you. Fine, 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 that's you, that's you. Good, 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 that's you, that's you.
Your tasty lips are sweeter than a lollipop.
The way you kiss, you'd never think you were a grandpa. Where did you learn to kiss like that? It knocks me out.
I used to be a bugler as a boy scout.
Good, 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 that's you, that's you. Nice, 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 that's you, that's you. Fine, 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 that's you, that's you.
Good, good, good.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Fine, fine, fine.
Yum, yum, yum.
Good, good, good. That's you, that's you.
I never went to eat on university.
Therefore, I have a limited vocabulary.
You say much warmer things than all the poets go.
I know it's less expensive than a fur coat.
Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. That's you, that's you. Fine, 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 that's you, that's you.
Good, 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 sweet, sweet, sweet. Fine, 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 yum, yum, yum. Good, good, good.
You mean that's me, Mr. Cantor?
I don't mean Mr. Bonsell.
Ladies and gentlemen, 4 weeks ago we announced an essay contest for high school students on the subject of juvenile delinquency, its cause and solution. Tonight we name the winners as chosen by our judges, J. Edgar Hoover, Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Dr. Robert G. Sproul, President of the University of California, and Nicholas Murray Butler, president of Columbia University.
Winner of third prize and a $500 war bond.
Paul L. Raymond, 394 Frederick Street, San Francisco, California, attending Sacred Heart College High School.
Winner of second prize and $750 in war bond.
Dolores P. Fields, 1533 Buchanan Street, Des Moines, Iowa, attending East High School.
And winner of the first prize and a $1,000 war bond.
Charles Byrne, 215 Walnut Street, Minneapolis, Minnesota, attending Senior Vocational High School. Congratulations to each of you, to your parents, your teachers, and your principals. The war bonds are on the way to you now, and the special awards will be delivered to the high school as soon as they are completed. To the judges, whose decisions are final, my personal gratitude for their sincere cooperation. And to every boy and girl who submitted an essay, the thanks of the nation. For whether you won or not, our country's future lies in you. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure and listen in next week. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and True Shave, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, True Shave. And now on behalf of Nora Martin, Leonard Seuss and the orchestra, Bert Gordon the Mad Russian, and Harry Von Zell and the baby, this is Eddie Cantor saying good night, everybody.
A little stiff from digging in the garden? Well, listen to this. You get yourself a jar of Minute Rub and help yourself to some speedy relief from those tired, aching muscles. Minute Rub is a modern, quick-acting rub. Oh, boy, how quick it is. All you do is rub Minute Rub on briskly, and in a minute, its counter-irritant and pain-relieving action help bring soothing, welcome relief. And listen, here at last is a quick-acting rub that's also greaseless and stainless. It disappears like vanishing cream when you rub it on, so it won't harm clothes or linen. So anytime you have muscular aches and pains caused by physical overexertion, get relieved the modern way. The quick, greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.